Powerful cyclone sweeping through the South Pacific island nation of Vanuatu has flattened some buildings. It's also knocked out phone connections, so little information's getting out about the extent of damage and what's happening on the ground. Cyclone Harold made landfall yesterday with winds reaching 215 kilometres an hour, and it's hit Vanuatu as it's preparing for a potential spread of the COVID-19 virus. David Sparks reports.
At a time when the world is worried about COVID-19, Vanuatu is grappling with the devastation from a powerful cyclone.
The real impact is in the islands to the north, and we still know very little about what's going on because all the communications are shut down in Santo and in Malekula at present.
Luke Ebbs is the Vanuatu country director for Save the Children. He lives in the capital, Port Vila, with his young family, and he's anxiously waiting on information from the north.
I can only imagine what it's like for kids living in the Northern Islands who were just outside the eye of the cyclone, facing winds of up and over 200 kilometres per hour. In emergency evacuation centres or in houses made from bush materials. They must have been so scared.
The Red Cross is reporting that buildings have been destroyed on the Northern Islands. Luke Ebbs says Save the Children also has teams stationed there, but he hasn't been able to reach them.
We haven't been able to make contact with them since yesterday afternoon. Just before we lost contact, there were reports of really strong winds. The teams were in lockdown. But we haven't been able to get much information or pictures or stories about what's going on. And all agencies seem to be in the same situation.
So what are your fears about what may have happened or be happening right now in those northern islands where you can't communicate?
My fears are that children are going to be really scared. They've just been through a terrible 24 hours. Parents are going to be busy trying to rebuild. Children are already out of school and are not really in a routine. So my fears are really for children, their psychosocial state, and also for their parents who are trying to balance the need to be there for their families with the need to go back to work, to rebuild, to pick up their livelihoods after a Category 5 cyclone.
The timing of this cyclone is terrible. Authorities had been in the midst of trying to prepare for the possible arrival of the COVID-19 virus, although there haven't been any confirmed cases yet. Dr. Tess Newton-Cain is an adjunct associate professor with the Griffith Asia Institute, and she's spent 20 years living in Vanuatu.
At the moment, the borders are closed and no non-citizens are allowed to enter the country without going into 14 days quarantine on arrival. Now, obviously, if there was to be a need to deploy international humanitarian personnel into Vanuatu, that needs to be negotiated in ways that meet all of Vanuatu's needs, including keeping COVID-19 out. So they're looking. I know that there are already conversations in place as to how those risks can be minimised or mitigated, including looking at whether there's the possibility of deploying aid without people. I don't know how likely that's going to be. We need more information in order to know exactly what's needed.
That's Griffith University's Dr. Tess Newton-Cain, ending that report by David Sparks.